Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It's Monday, July 17th, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Everything for as long as it takes. Harvard Med School in a mess. The Sound of Freedom growing. And an upset at Wimbledon. All coming up. Then Bill will be here with your message of the day. First, the White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the United States would continue to send everything Ukraine needs for as long as it takes. He said the American people have really, quote, hung in there in terms of being supportive of the aid. Putin said that if Ukraine uses those cluster bombs that we're now sending over, there will be further retaliation from Russia. We're now over $113 billion in aid to Ukraine. The country that we've given the second most aid to in 2022 is Ethiopia. Federal investigators continue to investigate a human remains trade with ties to Harvard Med School. They've already arrested people in several states, a nationwide network of people who have been buying and selling stolen remains from Harvard Medical School. And you're asking, who would buy human remains? One arrest is a woman in Salem, Massachusetts, who has a store that sells creatures that shock the mind with creepy dolls, oddities, and bone art. Another man arrested in Kentucky who had 40 human skulls, spinal cords, femurs, and hip bones. An FBI agent asked him if anyone else was in the home. He responded, "Only my dead friends." How did he get them? Well, many bodies were donated to Harvard Medical School for research, and the manager of the morgue would take the body parts and sell them, allegedly. The Sound of Freedom, a movie that cost $14 million to make, produced by a small Christian movie house, made another $25 million this weekend for a total of $83 million. It's a movie about child sex trafficking. Many critics are saying that this is an over-exaggerated political issue, like conservatives are making this up or something. I've only heard great things about the movie. The one criticism I've heard from people in this ministry, in this field, is that the movie can make it seem like this is only an issue in other countries, while child trafficking is a huge problem here in America. Novak Djokovic was trying to tie Margaret Court for the most Grand Slam titles of all time and tie Roger Federer for his eighth Wimbledon men's single title, but he lost to a 20-year-old Spaniard, Carlos Alcaraz. Carlos lost the first set 6-1, came back to win the next two, lost the fourth, won the fifth after a nearly five-hour battle. He's the third youngest to win Wimbledon. I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. The great Bill O'Reilly is here with your message of the day next.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, if you followed the hearings last week in the Judiciary Committee with FBI Chief Christopher Wray, you know the Democrats on the committee did not want to know anything about possible FBI corruption. Nothing. They were not interested. Now, all of us in our lives know people who don't care. They don't care about information. They don't care about their country. Many of them don't care about their families. They are apathetic across the board. So how do we deal with these people? Well, in politics, it's simple. You don't vote for them. A vote shouldn't be along party lines. It should be for problem solvers, people who seek the truth and want to improve the lives of Americans. Doesn't matter what party they're in. But right now in this country, the apathy level, I don't want to know, is through the roof. In your life, how do you deal with those people? Now, for me, I walk away. I don't want to be cruel, but if I find somebody that doesn't know anything and doesn't really want to know anything, why do I want to deal with that person? I don't. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Richard Swoffer, Montreal, Canada. If Congress has constitutional oversight of the FBI and the Bureau's policy is of not commenting on active investigations, can Congress take the FBI to federal court to overturn that policy? No. No. What Congress can do is cut off the money to the FBI. Now, that's going to happen. Not all the money, but some of the money. Remember, the Justice Department is not under Congress's authority. It's under the president's authority. However, Congress provides the funding. In this country, Richard, that's the way it works. Arthur Framini, Guilford, New Hampshire. If John Mitchell was the leading law enforcement officer in the Watergate years, who had the authority to prosecute him? A federal judge named John Sirica. So once the corruption and criminality reaches into the Justice Department, the presidency, whatever, the courts come in because you can't trust the Justice Department to investigate itself. John Sirica, look him up. Very, very strong patriot. Richard, concierge member, I completely disagree with Trump's decision to avoid the debates and your concurrence of that decision. He will be blasted whether he's there or not. He could deflect the attacks. Can't deflect the attacks from 12 people. It would be a fiasco if he showed up. In my opinion, and you know, that's what we do here. We have different opinions. David Spano, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Bill, what do you know about the abrupt firing of Geraldo? I don't think he was fired. I talked to him and he said he just had had enough. Geraldo Rivera will be here on Monday on the No Spin News, so we will find out. In a moment, something you might not know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 68 years ago today, Walt Disney opened his first theme park in Southern California. The 200-acre site remains one of the most popular tourist attractions in the world. Here is the story of Disneyland. Walt launched his animation empire in 1928. For the next 20 years, the studio released the biggest films in America, including Snow White, Cinderella, Peter Pan. After the debut of Pan, Walt began designing a theme park on the outskirts of Los Angeles. Rides would recreate experiences and scenes from his iconic films. The gates to Disneyland opened on July 17, 1955. Walt Disney wanted the park to be affordable for all Americans. Price of admission back then, $1. The individual attraction costs an additional 10 cents each. Guests could buy all access passes for $2. Walt even offered a universal 50% discounts for children. Food was also inexpensive. Cheeseburgers cost 50 cents, hot dogs 25 cents, soda 10 cents, coffee 5 cents. Parking was free. All in, a family of four could spend a day at Disneyland for $15 in 1955. Today, the average American can no longer afford to meet Mickey Mouse and the crew. A standard Disney theme park ticket now costs $104 per person, parking $30 a day. Typical price for a sandwich and soda, $26. Disneyland even offers a $100 group panini. Average price for a family of four to spend one day at the park, $800. That figure does not include hotel, airfare, souvenirs. Maybe an eighth dwarf should appear named Greedy. And here's something else you might not know. High prices and woke culture are forcing many Americans to ditch a trip to Disney. In the last 2 years, the park has banned the use of the term boys and girls. Fairy godmothers are now gender neutral. Back after this.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.